Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Joining us this morning is Joanna Wilby Amos with the OSF St. Francis Hospital and Medical Care Group. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good morning.
Actually, I've got to throw healthcare in there now, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
So the proper name is?
OSF Healthcare St. Francis Hospital and Medical Group.
There you go. got her down.
Yes.
And despite the name changes all the time, you're going to be celebrating an anniversary this year, actually this month, 140 years.
Yes, 140 years. On February 12th marks the 140th anniversary, and we use the anniversary date of when the sisters first arrived here and signed an agreement to provide care for.
The hospital didn't open then.
There was a hospital. It was the Delta County Hospital.
That's right.
And it had opened in 1883. And shortly after opening, they realized they needed help caring for the patients in the community. And so the mayor, who was also the attending physician, reached out to a pastor at St. Joseph Church, Reverend Eugene Betterman, and through a connection that he had with one of the sisters, Barbara Markford, a group of sisters from Peoria agreed to come to the UP to nurse the sick.
And they, why so far away?
Right?
In
there
those
was
days.
There was a connection. I think that's actually one of the things that's most interesting and kind of fascinating, because they got here, they arrived on February 12th. And, you know, just to come in the middle of winter for your first impression in a travel in a way that wasn't easy.
Because in those days, it was shipping.
Right.
And I mean, I'm sure in February, there was no boats moving.
Probably not. And that's what I find really amazing and interesting is we have an archivist who is, you know, does a great job keeping such an important history. And so there's a lot of different pieces of memorabilia, but there's never been anything that really describes how they got here.
It must have come by train.
I would think, but it's all, you know, I mean, I don't think it was dog sled.
But you'd like to think, right?
Who knows? Yeah. And actually, that was one of the things that was... there is a description that they wrote about this new adventure, if you will. And I thought this was pretty cool. It says, they looked at it as a mission in a small town in the middle of pine and birch forests among hardy men and women who survived the cold of the long winter months by remembering the magnificence of the summer in the north.
Better things are to come, right?
Right.
Now, the group, the sisters,
yes,
still are headquartered in Peoria, Illinois. And all of their expansions and their work continues to be in that vicinity. Yet they still have Escanaba way out there,
right,
from Peoria. Why?
You know, we were the third hospital in their system. And I think it holds a special place in the heart and in the community. There's always been a real dedication to their commitment here. And that's what we're really celebrating with this 140th year. There's a lot of changes in healthcare, obviously. You see them all the time. OSF healthcare has grown. They now have 16 hospitals. I think it's actually 17 that just came on. But it has been, and the benefit of that is being part of a larger system, which many don't recognize here, understandably, is that...
Because we don't see it.
Right. But, you know, there's buying power. So it's things like when we upgrade equipment, it's the same as they have in a larger hospital and things of that nature. So there's certainly a benefit in that respect.
Plus the technological advancements or even the medical advancements that you can take advantage of.
Exactly.
From larger facilities.
Exactly.
What is the difference between religious care, in this case Catholic care, and say county care or private care?
Well, I don't know that I'm the most well-versed in those in terms of the intricacies of that. What I would say is we are driven by a mission, and that is to serve with the greatest care and love, no matter anyone's means to be able to afford that. And that mission has never been abandoned. It is very much focused on that. That is, our employees are called mission partners. And we really strive to that. There are other edicts tied to Catholic healthcare, and there's you know, an entire department dedicated to ethics and those pieces of it. But it's not for profit, which oftentimes in healthcare does make a pretty significant difference.
The benefit to Escanaba, we've been kind of, you know, obviously different than the rest of the UP because of the connection with Peoria. So what has been the benefit for Escanaba compared to the rest of the UP?
I think it's commitment, certainly, in that there has been a long-term commitment. And so it gives solid footing. There's not a lot of uncertainty. And really looking at that growth, you've seen the hospital continue to evolve. And it's grown, certainly, but those services are evolving. And that's what we're looking forward to with these coming years. The cancer center, cancer clinic construction is underway to provide more care and treatment in that respect. We've increased our cardiology services, and there's a cath lab that will be opening later this summer. So you're seeing continued growth to meet the needs of the community.
I had surgery in the old hospital when I was a kid, and I saw the new hospital being built. In
yes.
fact, I was with a video company at the time that we chronicled a lot of the construction over the period.
Sure.
So I got to walk through it as it was being being built. Now there's even more changes that have been, I mean, you continually look at changes within the facility.
Right. And it's really, you know, a lot of it's driven by technology, obviously, and advancements in treatment and the need. Like oncology, the need for cancer care and treatment has not diminished. And so finding a larger facility that better suits the needs of those patients is really important. And that's been one of the focuses. And looking forward to seeing that open in June.
Well, the space has also changed for its need. You used
right.
to have a lot of space for patients.
Right.
I just had surgery here in November, and I was out the same day,
mm-hmm.
where years ago that never would have happened.
Right. There is more of, and that goes back to advancements, right? And just the ways that they can do things that get you home sooner, because there's a lot that shows that when you're home and when you can stay closer to home. And so that's part of it with partnerships and things like that. You may still need to travel for some pieces, but you know, having your day-to-day oncology care closer to home, or cardiology, that the specialists are coming here and you're able to reduce the amount you need to travel, that's important.
To help celebrate, you have some activities coming up. The first one on the 13th.
Yes, we do. We have a host of things happening throughout the week of the 12th, some internal with our employees, but also we want to celebrate with the community. We're really happy to be here and continue to provide care, and that goes beyond just within our walls, right? And so our first kind of activity of that sort is that we are providing free blood sugar and cholesterol screenings at the YMCA. We do that pretty frequently. It's from 10 a.m. to noon. It is heart month, so knowing your numbers is an important piece of heart health and heart care. And you don't have to fast. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to make an appointment. You can stop by.
Well, that's a fortuitous combination, right?
Right.
Happens to be heart month the same day that
yes.
you're celebrating your anniversary.
Yes.
And then you're skipping the Heart Day, which is Valentine's
Day. We are.
And going over to the 15th.
We are. The 15th, we are having a mass at St. Joseph and St. Patrick Catholic Church. If you remember my story earlier, that St. Joseph Church played a role in bringing the sisters here, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Bishop Dorfler from the Diocese of Marquette will be leading the mass in celebration of our 140th years of service. And then we are going to have some food and fellowship in the parish hall in the basement afterwards from 5:30 to 7. So the mass starts at 4:30 and followed by food and fellowship at 5:30 until 7. The public is welcome and encouraged. Come for mass, stay for food, or if you can't make it for mass, just come for some fellowship.
Is that a potluck at the end?
Nothing
better than a potluck, church potluck, let me tell you.
There will be, yeah, that's okay. So true. And pasties.
And okay, wow, there you go.
Pasties from any church, I think you our butter, right. Just a grade above.
That's true. Ours makes some great pasties. Yep. So does St. Thomas.
Yes.
Blood drive then on the 16th.
Yes. And on Friday the 16th, we're asking our community if they want to show their love to donate blood. It is, we are moving our blood drives this year. They used to be at the Guardian Flight Hangar, and mm-hmm. we are going over to the YMCA, to their multi-purpose room. So the blood drives from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Appointments are welcome, but you can also just walk in if you've got some flexibility. And
the advantage here is that all of the blood stays local.
Yes. So the difference with the blood drive that we do is with the Community Blood Center, and they are the sole provider of blood and platelets and plasma to our hospital. So if you want to help a neighbor in need, your community, that type of thing, this donating here means that it comes to our patients.
To schedule, you can call 1-800-280-4102. Again, that's 1-800-280-4102. Or as you said, you can just walk in.
You can.
I'm assuming you're going to the left?
You will. Yep. Mm-hmm. And straight down the hall into the multi-purpose room.
Very good. Well, you said that there's some activities that you're doing internal with the employees.
We are. We are doing a cake celebration. We have a few surprises, some kind of fun historical trivia. We have a special display that our archivists.
So you're doing games like that, or
we've got a mobile Jeopardy kind of setup.
Cool. Only for the employees? Come on.
I know. We're going to test it. We'll see. I don't know if it's ready for a roadshow. So just a variety of things to, just encourage and celebrate this. It's an important milestone and one to be proud of. And we want our community and our employees to celebrate together that we've reached this. I think OSF will celebrate 150 years, I think, in 3 years. So when you look at the sisters were established in their care, and then we're here, shortly.
So they
thereafter.
Started it just a few years after starting their their mission. Now, a few years ago, OSF was like the second largest employer in Delta County. Is that still the case?
I believe so.
How many employees?
Little over 600
right.
locally. So, yeah.
That's amazing, right?
It is. And actually that's one of the fun things we're doing is we have a special t-shirt that we've had designed for all of our employees. And so to be able to wear at work, but also out in the community, we did one that was sold for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it was interesting. I stopped at a grocery store on my way home from work one day, and I think I saw five people wearing that t-shirt. And sometimes, just kind of reminding you, like, that connection and that, how many lives it touches and people that we do employ. So doing that for that added kind of pride and just awareness.
And despite that, there's still challenges. You're always looking for nurses, especially.
There's recruiting is ongoing. Be it nurses, we have a lot of opportunities with like our dietary and our environmental services departments. And, turnover looks different post-COVID. And I think it's potentially a new normal. There are opportunities.
That's a shame if it's the new normal, it's not just the hospital that's
right. That's
going
what I mean.
This,
like the job market looks different, it's not specific to there, but so you adapt and adjust to that, and it's important to do. One of the other things that I think is kind of interesting in terms of when we talk about the sisters and their history, we have a copy of a ticket. I wish I had brought it just so you could have read the terms of it, but at one point I believe had three or four hospitals across the UP. There was one in Menominee. I believe there was one in Marquette. And they also went to logging camps and sold their care for $5. And you bought a ticket essentially, which was kind of like your first organized healthcare plan. And that if somebody in one of the logging camps was ill, that they could present this ticket and be cared for at the hospital. But there were rules, like it couldn't be because you were drunk. Yeah. Your injuries couldn't be because you were in a fight. They had some parameters even then, like, we will care for you, but not if you do this, this,
not
or this.
Not if it's self-induced.
Yeah,
huh?
Essentially, which is not the case anymore. We're always there to care for anyone. But and there's a copy of it, which is pretty cool to see.
The coupon?
Mm-hmm. We still have a copy of it. Yep.
Wow. Was that a recent one in Marquette? Because there was St. Mary's and St. Mark's before Marquette General.
Yeah, I don't remember. I feel like those weren't there very long.
Okay.
I know the one in Menominee was a little bit longer because I've seen some pictures that show a little more modern technology. I'd have to go back. I didn't bring my cheat sheet of that, but I think it was pretty early, and I don't know that it was very long. It does seem like it was maybe St. Mary's.
I know that we're looking back at 140 years, but how about the future for the hospital?
Well, I think there's a lot to look forward to. We have seen, I keep going back to looking ahead to the cancer clinic opening and the cath lab opening, both of those just servicing pretty significant needs of the community and keeping people closer to home. And with the cancer care, we have long partnered with Green Bay Oncology. They've been our partner for over 20 years, so they come here to provide much of that care. And that's really what looking ahead, looking ahead looks like, is those partnerships for specialties and things of that nature to continue to evaluate and meet those needs.
Kelly Jefferson is the current president of OSF mm-hmm. here in Escanaba, and she'll be in next week
yep.
as you kick off your celebration.
Yes, and she'll give a better line of sight into kind of all of those priorities and where we're headed.
OSF Healthcare, St. Francis Hospital and Medical Group is celebrating 140 years coming up next week. Can you believe that? That's amazing. And certainly appreciate all the things that OSF does for the community.
Thank you.
Joanna Wilby Amos is with OSF and has been telling us about the history and what's going to be going on. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. We look forward to seeing our community take advantage of the things that we're doing next week.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.